I will continue the reading. I will read in a satsang discourse by Maitreya at the Feast of Tabernacles, 10 August 1990. And I will go to the first question. The first question. After satsang, you keep silent for a period of time before you leave. What is the significance of this silent period? Maitreya. Well, have you ever heard about darshan? Darshan means to be in the presence of God. That stillness connects you with the Spirit. When you are in the presence of God, your acceleration is tremendously speeded up in your meditation and life. That's why in the East, it is so important to be in the presence of your teacher, in the presence of your guru, who is supposed to connect you to God. When you are there in his presence, that is called darshan. Darshan means to be in the presence of God. Of course, in India, they have individual presence. Each person goes and performs a few rituals, puja, and offers his offerings and will be in the presence of his teacher. But here we made it into the mass darshan, Western style, instant style. So when we give the satsang at the end, that silence is when we all become connected with the Spirit. Hopefully, it's going to accelerate our progress much faster. They say just being in the presence of the teacher accelerates your progress for many lifetimes because he can take you where he already is himself, so you don't have to work as hard for it. It is just like you want to receive a degree in education. Some people say, oh, I can do it by myself. I don't need a teacher. The truth is within me and I can find it myself. That's true. Every book about the subject is in the library. You can go sit and read it yourself. But how many people will be able to go and read about what is taught in elementary school, then high school, go to college, receive their master's degree, and eventually become a master in their subject, get a doctorate in chemistry, or whatever subject they want to study. If thousands of people decided to do it that way, maybe one or two would make it. But we are putting doctors out every year, hundreds and thousands of them. The reason is we made a system. In the system, there are teachers who teach us in each level. There are teachers who teach elementary school. There are teachers who teach high school and then college and then a master's level. And then if you want to become a doctor in any degree. So in our life also, we have many different teachers in our path. Some of them are in elementary school. And they teach us a little bit about spirituality. Just start us up with the alphabet of spirituality. After we have that one and we grow a little proficient in the world, we go to the higher school of spirituality. Then, if we are sincere, we go to college and we get our bachelor's degree. If we want more, we go for our master's degree, etc. Eventually, we become a doctor in spirituality, not in divinity. I'm not talking about the degree with the university. I mean the real spiritual degree, which is spirit. We know in our spirit. We are connected with the spirit, which is within ourselves, not just having a degree as a doctorate in divinity or something, but really within ourselves, we know that God is always with us. He never, ever leaves us. How can he ever leave us? He is everything. How can God ever leave us if he is everything? He is closer to us than we ever can imagine because he is us. He is a part of us. He is our soul. He is our being. If we understand that, then we know that he is always there. It always surprises me when people say, oh God, where are you? He just laughs. What do you mean by where are you? I am always here. Just look a little deeper and closer, and you can see me right there. I am with you always. If we find good teachers in the path, we can accelerate our progress much faster, because the teacher is supposed to be the one who is already called upon the path. So he can just show us the path and say, here is the way that you can go this far. It is just like going to the library and reading all the books about the subject. Probably there are so many books, it is not even necessary to read them. That's why the professor in college tells you, read these books. If you read this book and that book on this subject, you're going to know about the subject in your level. You don't have to spend too much time to read the things that are not necessary. So if a teacher is connected to God, to the Spirit, he can reveal the Spirit to you also. When he is connected with the Spirit, he is in the presence. When he is in the presence, you are in the presence. That accelerates your spiritual progress very fast. That's why when you leave here, next year your life is completely in shambles. Everyone was laughing. Things start happening to you. You don't know what is happening. You have so many things happen that you didn't even think possible. Probably, if your spirit wasn't accelerated, those things would happen to you in 5 years or 10 years from now, or something like that. But when you are accelerated, that means you are going toward God faster, and your karma, or your past lives, the things you have to go through fast and learn the lesson, of course. If we have to leave here 1 hour from now, what do? We have to get everything packed up and ready to go in 1 hour. But if we have time, 3 days from now, we relax now. We just sit here and give satsang and have a good time. But if someone comes here and says, no, you cannot stay here anymore. You have to go back home in 1 hour. Your time is up. What happens? You have to get everything prepared very fast, so you have to go through the motions very fast. That is exactly what happens to us. When we turn around from the world to God, that's what we are doing. That's exactly what it is. The time is up. It is time to return to God. It's the act of baptism. Actually, baptism means to return, to turn around. You are going toward the world at this all this time. Now you know, I don't want the world anymore. I have to turn around and go to God. The moment you do that, things start happening to you. That's why people become surprised when they start meditating or getting connected with the mission. Suddenly, they see their lives are accelerated. Things start happening to them, and they probably start blaming the mission and say, oh, these things are happening to me. Probably they are not good, but they are good. It's just like when you fast. You might even get more sick in the beginning, before you clear up all those toxins. But if you stay with it and continue, when the toxins are gone and your body is healed and clean, then you are going to feel even better, completely revived, clean, and completely ready to tackle life much easier. You feel better, more connected. Actually, that is one process of healing yourself, by fasting. When you fast, you let your body take care of the problems that you have. Before that, your body always had to spend the energy and time to digest food, to distribute it, even to store it, because most of the things we eat, the body really doesn't need. So it has to put it in different places of the body. It's too much. I cannot use this. Put it in this area right now. When we start getting fat, that means our body doesn't need those foods we are eating. It says, I don't have time to burn this out right now. So it decides to just store it for use later on. Your body becomes toxic. That is why when you fast, you may even start becoming sick. The same thing starts happening when you begin meditating. When you start going toward God, the moment you start going toward God, things accelerate in your life. You have to make decisions faster, faster, and faster. After all those decisions are made and all those impurities, toxins are gone, then you say, oh, that's great. Then the journey becomes just a flow, a process, a wonderful dance with the spirit. Because you don't have anything that keeps you from dancing, you are not heavy any longer. If you have a lot of heavy weights around your body and someone asks you, do you want to dance? You say, I want to dance, but I can't. I'm too heavy. I'm just filled up with this heaviness. I'm depressed. What do you mean by dance? I cannot even move. But as we let those things fall down, little by little we say, hey, I can move now. I'm not as depressed. Oh yeah, I can go a little more. Let's go dance all the way with the spirit. Those are the things that just keep our lives down to. Those heavy things in our hearts, they are heavy burdens that we have, the attachments, desires, and things that keep us from being light. The moment one of those goes, the more free we are, and the dance with God becomes easier and more permanent. After a while, we become very proficient in dancing. So the mass darshan we give you can be called a radiation treatment. That silent moment at the end of the satsang is a radiation treatment. The room is radiated with the spirit. That accelerates everything for you. As I said, that process is that we are in two different stations. Probably we can say this is the radio station and you are the receivers. If this radio station is in this flow, in this frequency, and the radio is on another frequency, what happens? You don't pick up the station. But if I am in this frequency and your radio is also tuned to my frequency, then you are going to pick up the station and receive the radiation therapy. That is called darshan. The more you know me, the station, the more and clearer you will receive my energy. You didn't think this was going to go this long, did you? All were laughing. So that's what those last moments of satsang are, when the silence comes and everyone starts meditating. You find that probably either you are going to have a very good meditation or an awful one. Either one is good. If you have a good meditation, you are picking up the station. If it's not a good meditation, you are still picking up the station, all laughing, because you are getting accelerated. I think I will stop reading here for now. Let the microphone to someone else. Salam, everyone.